This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Hurricane Milton is roaring toward Florida's Gulf Coast. James Ferenc is in Seminole, Florida, about 25 miles west of Tampa. Is he going to evacuate?
We're still going to make that decision. Yeah, we have about 24 hours. Want to see where the track is going to be and then either go north, south, or stay, depending on where that track's going to hit.
Earlier this morning, Hurricane Milton was downgraded to a Category 4 storm. It's expected to make landfall late Wednesday as a still fierce Category 3. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says this is a storm to reckon with.
There's a lot of uncertainty about what is going to happen in terms of this track. It is predicted that this will weaken, but you know, it was not predicted that it would get this strong to begin with. So we can hope and pray that it does weaken. But as of right now, this is a ferocious hurricane.
Almost the whole west coast of Florida has been under a hurricane warning. The Supreme Court is hearing a case today about ghost guns. The AP's Donna Warder.
Ghost guns are weapons that are difficult to trace because they don't have serial numbers, and they can be sold online in a kit and assembled into a functioning weapon in less than 30 minutes. An executive action by President Joe Biden requires companies to add serial numbers to those gun kits, run background checks on buyers, and verify they're at least 21 years old. Since the rule, the number of ghost guns declined in several major cities. But manufacturers and gun rights groups argue that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives is overstepping its authority. They say that it's Congress that gets to decide how to address any risks that might arise from a particular product. Donna Warder, Washington.
Most black voters see Vice President Harris in a positive light, according to a new AP poll. But most see Donald Trump negatively. This is AP News. Now to a cyber attack that hit a big water utility company. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has this.
The largest regulated water and wastewater utility company in the U.S. says it was the victim of a cyber attack, prompting the firm to pause billing to customers. New Jersey-based American Water provides services for more than 14 million people in 14 states and on 18 military installations. American Water says that it became aware of the unauthorized activity last Thursday and immediately took protective steps, including shutting down certain systems. The company does not believe its facilities or operations were impacted by the attack. Customers will not face late charges while its systems are unavailable. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Lottery officials say it'll cost $5 to play Mega Millions beginning in April. That's up from the current $2 per ticket. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.